Breeze, NPR News, Islamabad.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was composed by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.
This is Vic DiGeronimo, host of Classic Mornings. It's that time again when lots of folks look back on the year that has passed and are grateful for special things. I'm curious, is classical music on the radio in central Illinois on your list? Being able to bring listeners classical music on the radio is on our list. Thank you. Your support has made that possible, and we want you to enjoy that music, hours of it, on FM 90.9 and now online at will.illinois.edu.
Coming to WILL-TV, explore the life and legend of iconic entertainer Bing Crosby through unprecedented access to his archives, with never-before-seen footage and interviews with Crosby's immediate family and legendary crooner Tony Bennett. Narrated by Stanley Tucci, this documentary reveals a man far more complex than his public persona. Watch Bing Crosby Rediscovered, Tuesday night at 7 on WILL-TV.
I'm standing next to a pile of nearly 600 CDs. By next week, I'll probably fall in love with about 7 of them. We'll put them on a show called All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Listen and fall in love with music all over again. I'm going to open up one now. It's All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Sunday afternoon at 1 on AM 580.
After OPEC said it's not cutting production, the price of crude plummeted this morning.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From 8 p.m. in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The oil producers' cartel OPEC decided yesterday to not cut production even by a drop. Oil is down sharply this morning, with the benchmark Texas price down 6%, closing in on $69 a barrel now. This is seen as a strategy to put the onus of cutting oil output on producers who are not members of OPEC, notably North American shale oil companies. Robert McNally runs the Rapidan Group, an energy markets consulting firm.
OPEC basically told the United States, you guys are effectively new members, and you're going to have to adjust your production to help balance the market. We will not do it all by ourselves.
Exxon stock is down more than 3%, nearly 4% as a matter of fact. Chevron stock down 5%, but holiday shoppers may enjoy the savings as crude prices make it to retail, which is a kind of transition for two angles on all the shopping the culture says we're supposed to be doing today. Stores have long tracked when we visit and what we purchase there. Then they came up with a way to monitor what we did on their websites. Now, the stores are using mobile devices to connect that offline and online activity into nuanced profiles of customers. Sam Harnett reports.
Monica Ho is showing me this map of America that displays real people visiting stores in real time.
Every yellow blinking dot that you see is an actual consumer that has gone into a place of business that we're tracking.
In 2 minutes, we watch over a million people shop. Ho heads marketing at Xad, which creates this map with our smartphone GPS data. It helps retailers tell if an ad you received on your phone led you into a store. Now, if we use a retailer's app, Matt DePrater says that company knows even more.
And it can be as simple as, where are you in the store? And as complicated as, did you buy something?
DePrater is a VP of digital marketing at Catapult. He says companies like Target are trying to get people to use their apps, even in stores.
They've actually got little signs directing you to interact with your mobile device in some sort of way.
That is key to integrating your offline and online data, which will help them sell you more stuff. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.
It's also the holiday shipping season. Tim Fitzsimmons reports on some of the logistical challenges this time of year.
A holiday season surge in demand for a hot new product can catch a small business off guard, says Lisa Elram, a professor in supply chain management at Miami University.
If you're wrong about the type of volume that you're going to have and you really need to meet that volume quickly, like around the holidays, it's very, very expensive.
That's exactly what happened to Brian Berger.
It was a complete nightmare, both from the standpoint of the time and effort, but also from a customer experience perspective.
That was back in grad school when he and his wife tried to do the shipping and handling for their tote bag business. These days, he's CEO of Mack Weldon, an online menswear retailer. His company uses what's known as a fulfillment center, Quiet Logistics.
Outsourcing it to a professional, people who are constantly thinking about this every day, day in and day out, to me is just a no-brainer.
At fulfillment centers, people, or robots, roam a gigantic warehouse, grabbing products and getting them packaged and sent out. They also deal with returns. I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Mixed, I would say. The S&P 500 is flat as can be. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 41 points, 0.25%. The NASDAQ Composite is up 0.4%. And we'll be watching the price of gold come Monday. This as citizens of Switzerland vote this weekend on whether the country's central bank should be required to hold at least 20% of its assets in gold. Switzerland's populist right has been pushing this, and the campaign has gotten some people whipped up about why some Swiss gold is stored abroad. Gold is down this morning. 1.33%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by T. Rowe Price, understanding the connections of a complex global economy. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence at TRoePrice.com. Marketplace's coverage of wealth and poverty issues is supported by the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide. More at FordFoundation.org.
We have an update this morning on a relic of an information age gone by. In this internet Wikipedia era, Encyclopedia Britannica stopped printing books 2 years ago to focus on selling products to schools. The content was password protected. Schools needed to pay to get Britannica content for students. But now there's a further shift, unlocking part of that paywall and bringing in advertising. Nova Safo reports.
The first thing you realize about the people at the Encyclopedia Britannica is that they love the printed page.
What you see on the walls here are copper plate engravings from a first edition Britannica. Now, we actually publish a replica of the first edition.
Those are almost 250-year-old engravings, and that's Tom Pinellas. He's Britannica's spokesperson in charge of escorting around nosy reporters at their headquarters.
We have this library of our own right here.
This is how I found your building, the giant windows with lots of books in it.
And you said that's got to be the place, right? Yeah.
The stash of research books now feed content to an all-digital encyclopedia. John Cunningham, one of Britannica's online editors, says there's been a cultural shift. They're paying more attention to what people are searching for online, such as during the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 disappearance last spring.
We have a lot of coverage of the geography of the region, and people were coming and wanting to find out, okay, where is Malaysia? Where is the Indian Ocean? Where is that point that they're talking about on the news?
The goal is to become a destination for popular internet search topics by offering relevant, curated content. Britannica wants to build its audience up, but company president Jorge Kaus says their paywall had been getting in the way.
If you were to find Britannica in the past, you would actually click on the link of Britannica and you would find that Britannica, instead of giving you the answer, was asking you for a credit card number.
Offering content for free has reduced that obstacle. And Britannica says viewership is up. It's almost tripled in the last 2 years. And that will help Britannica go after more digital advertising.
The capacity for advertising dollars of our database, it's about $4.5 to $5.5 billion.
Kaus gets that eye-popping number from the ad money he says other websites make, providing information similar to what Britannica offers. If Britannica can capture just a portion of those billions, the company says its encyclopedia will once again thrive. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And the latest crackdown by government media regulators in China. No puns, please. We're Chinese. Wordplay like puns are, quote, contradictory to traditional Chinese culture. Sometimes the puns in advertising and beyond are visual, playing off the shape of Chinese characters. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our online digital producer is Tobin Lowe. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Great question. That is a great question.
And that's a great question.
Wow, that's another great question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a great that's a great question.
That is a great question.
What a great question.
On Fresh Air, you'll hear unexpected questions and unexpected answers.
Weekday mornings at 11 and again at 7 p.m. on AM 580.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.